at the moment, as you know and our listeners know, the Kukus met yesterday and expressed support for the Prime Minister. The Political Parties Integrity Act states that in order for the parliamentary leader to be removed, it has to be a decision made by the executive of the party. They are claiming that at the moment the decision was made unilaterally by Tommy Chan and not the executive of the party. But we are yet to see that, and you know, I think there will be developments today and tomorrow. So we'll see whether indeed the decision was made by Tommy Chan himself or by the executive.
It's interesting that the Prime Minister's leadership style has been raised as one of the possible reasons for his expulsion from the United Democratic Party, because, of course, when he came into office once again as Prime Minister, he said things would be different, and leadership style was one of those things that would change.
I think he has changed a great deal, and he has mellowed since his last time in office. I'm not really certain what exactly Tommy Chan is referring to, and perhaps there are internal leadership issues within the party that he's referring to. So, yeah, indeed, Manasseh Sogavare has changed a great deal since he was last in office.
The party system in Solomon Islands has always been somewhat fragmented, and it's certainly always been rather fluid. So, in essence, does it actually matter that Manasseh Sogavare has been ejected from his party, whether that's a temporary matter or not?
Well, it matters because the Political Parties Integrity Act, which was put in place to help the development of political parties in the country, provides for rules and regulations on how people can be taken out of leadership positions in the party. And so it matters because if indeed the executive of his party made that decision, then the act provides for him to vacate position as leader and therefore as Prime Minister.
Could he get around it by simply gathering together one or two of his supporters in caucus and forming a new party?
Well, no, because the Political Parties Integrity Act provides for a whole process for the formation of political parties, and this would not indeed be the case, unless, of course, and we'll have to check the act for this, that he becomes a member of another party, resigns, and then becomes leader of that political party. But again, I will have to check the Political Parties Integrity Act for that.
It does rather suggest, though, that the good intentions of the Act have perhaps fallen over to some extent, because surely it was never intended to create a situation where a democratically elected Prime Minister could be forced out of office in this way.
Well, the party is being reviewed at the moment. So, the Integrity Bill Act has been reviewed at the moment. And those are some of the things that they're taking into consideration in the review. So I am certain that the architecture of the Political Parties Integrity Bill Act will be looking at this carefully.
Now, if he's unpopular within his own party, which apparently he is he also unpopular as far as the Solomon Islands electorate are concerned, or are they still behind him?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, like anything else in politics. But, you know, Parliament is meeting next week, and so I'm thinking that a lot of these things are in preparation for Parliament meeting, a bit of instability before Parliament meets next week. And the big issue in the Parliament meeting next week is the budget, and that will take up most of the parliamentary meeting. So it's not unusual to see these kinds of things in Solomon Islands politics prior to parliament meetings. So, the next 3 or 4 days will be important.